Hello, this is Scott.
Good evening, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national polling firm. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. And are you at least 18 years old and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely to vote.
Definitely.
Definitely. And with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, no party affiliation, or independent, or some other political party?
Independent.
Are you, is any member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish speaking background? Yes or no?
No.
And what is your main racial background? African American or Black, Asian, Asian American, white, or other race not listed?
White.
Thank you. And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages. Is between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
46, 55.
And now, if the elections for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for Democrat. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for Republican. Probably vote for Republican or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Definitely Republican.
Definitely Republican, okay? And you will now be giving us short list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate it as well. The first one is Scott Boyd. Do you recognize the name, Scott Boyd?
No.
Never heard of? Okay. Carolina Amesti. Do you recognize the name, Carolina Amesti?
No.
Never heard of? Leonard Spencer?
No.
Kamala Harris?
Yes, of course, yes.
How would you rate her? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
And the last one is Erin Huntley.
No.
Never heard of? Okay. And now we're almost done. We're 65%. Thank you so much for your time. If looking for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Donald Trump.
Will you say you are definitely voting, or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Yeah, definitely this time, yes.
And if looking for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Carolina Amesti, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Yeah, definitely Carolina, the Republican.
If you had to choose today, do you lean toward the Republican candidate?
Yeah, I lean towards Republican.
Okay.
Is this my
As you
district?
May know.
Do you know my district? Is that why you're asking? Because I didn't know she was running in this district.
General, as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amesti was arrested on Thursday of four felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amesti could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amesti has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents and expect to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, knowing this, will you vote for Carolina Amesti, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Well, I probably wouldn't vote. Or I would vote for her. I don't know. I'd have to research this now. I don't even know if that's my... Oh, it's a State House rep. I'm not sure who that is here.
But due to State Representative Amesti arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate will run for this seat. he will not be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. And this is basically a last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. If the election for Florida State House were held today between Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate, and Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, for whom would you vote?
Huntley.
And will you say definitely or probably voting for Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate, if the elections were held
definitely.
Today?
Definitely. Definitely.
And if the elections were held today for Florida State House, will you vote for Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Scott Boyd.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. And the last few questions for statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else? Or did not vote for president in 2020?
Biden.
And when you vote for candidates for political offices, will you say you always vote Democrat, usually Republican, or always vote Republican? Or a little of both?
Usually Republican, but...
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
Moderate.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, from college, college graduate, or postgraduate degree?
College graduate.
Thank you. And this includes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Bye.